Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings, take care, to care. Nahastan anila nijon lego shavot ya, nijon lego shavot ya. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Akwai, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kiddushi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwai, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Atavera gua gua bibi gua uara bibi. Atavera gua gua bibi gua uara baba. Atavera gua gua bibi gua gua kiana guti. Atavera gua gua suimako. Atavera gua gua suimako. Thank you.
Latino musician Edward Sedino off his mini drum CD entitled Taino, Tribal Ancestral Indigenous New Order. The name of that song was Atabeya Agua, Mother of Earth and Water. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. In today's program, we talk with Taino Beke Sobakoko Koromo, founder of the Kene Indian Spiritual Circle. His English name is Mr. Miguel Sage. In Taino religion, a Beke is a spiritual leader. I had the honor to attend a Kene Circle ceremony conducted by Miguel and afterward speak with him in his father's home. As most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, the Taino are Caribbean American Indians. Their traditional home islands are what is now called the Greater and Lesser Antilles and the Bahamas. The Taínos, like other indigenous peoples throughout the world, refer to themselves by their specific geographic area. Boracán is what is now called Puerto Rico. Quisqueya is what is now called Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Xamaica is what is now called Jamaica. Guantanamo is now called Cuba. Lucayo refers to the Bahamas and smaller islands. Taino also had relations with the ancient Calusa and Tequesta tribal nations in what's now called Florida. Like other indigenous peoples throughout the world, Taino have a profound spiritual culture. The Kene Indian Spiritual Circle is a contemporary continuation of the traditional Taino religion. I've had the honor to participate in two Kene Spiritual Circle ceremonies under the guidance of Beke Sobakoko Koromo. Many of their beliefs and rituals are similar to native ceremonies in what is now called North America. Taino burn the sacred copal as my people burn sacred sage and sweetgrass with our prayers. My Wabanaki people term the Great Spirit Ketantuit. Taino say Guature. Taino respect semis, various spirits. Yokahu is life force and energy. Atabe is Mother Earth. Animals, plants, birds, fish, and marine life, what my Wabanaki people call Kinon-Wantakwasin, all of our relatives, all of our relations of the natural world, are also honored by the Taino. The Kene Indian Spiritual Circle respect different avian, fauna, flora, insects, and marine life as spirit guides. Watching the Taino shark dance reminded me of our own Wabanaki Eastern Woodlands tribal clan totems, especially my wolf clan dance song. Iguaka, the parrot, Guaragao, the hawk, Mukato, the owl, Babe, the hummingbird, Guanaho, the turkey, Inriri, the woodpecker, the manatee, Kahai, the shark, the Hutia rodent, Kari, the sea turtle, Hikotea, the land tortoise, Chipoho, the green tree lizard, Koki, the tree frog, spiders, and the plant yucca, along with fruits and vegetables, are culturally significant to the Taino. This is similar to North American Indians, who honor various relatives such as the buffalo, moose, bear, beaver, otter, panther, wolf, whale, quahog clam, salmon, seal, walrus, eagle hawk, great blue heron, anhinga, fireflies, honeybees, corns, beans, squash, berries, and medicinal plants as important examples. Taino likewise have a cycle of annual rituals based on the celestial sky that guided important tribal events, such as planting, harvesting, fishing, and the arrival of hurricanes. As most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, the Taino were the first victims of European conquest of the so-called New World with the arrival of Christopher Columbus in 1492. Christopher Columbus murdered and enslaved Taino people from his first contact on the islands of Guanahani, Tescaya, and other Arawak and Taino ancestral islands during his four voyages to the so-called New World. Thus began 517 years of colonization and exploitation of the Americas. It is important to remember that European conquest was first sanctioned by Pope Alexander VI, 1493, Inter Soterra Papal Bull. This Vatican decree authorized the conquest of all of the non-white, non-Christian world in the name of Christendom. That official Vatican decree has never been rescinded. Indigenous peoples are still waiting for a formal apology from the Pope for the genocide of indigenous peoples. Christianity's belief that Europeans had the right to possess and plunder native peoples' homelands, as well as forcibly prohibit native religion, desecrate and destroy sacred sites, is a history that should never be forgotten. Even now in the 21st century, there are many Christian missionaries throughout the globe trying to convert indigenous peoples. The New Tribes mission is one of the most virulent examples. I've personally seen New Tribe mission missionaries disrespect and disregard Native people's traditional beliefs during the years I had the honor to visit various tribal peoples in different places in the world. Many remote Indian people's first contact with outsiders have been with missionaries. Missionaries go so far as to translate the gospel into various native languages while instructing Indians to renounce their ancestral beliefs and practices. New Tribes mission calls their Christian church practices exploring unreached tribal peoples. I call it genocide. It is also important to acknowledge that indigenous peoples throughout the world, including the Taino, tried to resist European invasion. There were many Taino who fought the Spanish conquistadors and defied Christian missionaries. I feel those of us contemporary Native peoples are here in the modern time as a result of our brave ancestors who struggled to keep and pass on our cultural spiritual life ways generation after generation. This is why traditional Native organizations like Yadkidishi Native Center, like the Kene Indian Spiritual Circle, are so important, especially for future generations of indigenous peoples. This is why I am honored to welcome Beke Sabakoko Koromo, Mr. Miguel Sage, to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. First, thank you for inviting me to attend the Kene ceremony and for inviting me to visit with you here in your father's home. Sir, please introduce yourself to our worldwide listeners and share an insight into your Taino cultural spiritual life ways.
Tal, brother, I appreciate the welcome to your program. My name is Miguel Sobaoko Koromo Sage. Sobaoko Koromo is my spirit name. It means black ribs. And it was a real pleasure to have welcomed you to our ceremony today. We're honoring your Kahu, the Lord of Life Force. In our tradition, today it represents the fact that he has finally come back to his home, which is the womb of his mother Atabe, the cosmic matriarch or earth mother. He has been traveling to that place for 3 months since fall equinox, autumnal equinox, in September when he died. His death is represented symbolically by the death of the yucca plants. Yucca plants are tubers. They're plants that are like a potato, a little bit like a potato. And the Tainos, that was their mainstay. And our ancestors would harvest the yucca plant by pulling them out by the roots, so they had to die. And in that death, they sacrificed themselves for the well-being of the people. In the same way, Yokahu, every fall, dies and sacrifices himself for the welfare of the people, finishes his life cycle. Then a winter solstice, his three-month journey to his mother's womb ends, and he becomes again joined to his mother's womb, Atabe, the cosmic matriarch, and there begins to gestate for 3 months to be reborn again in the spring at spring equinox. And that's what you witnessed today. And again, it was an honor to have you in our circle.
Miguel, in today's program introduction, I mentioned that it was the indigenous peoples of the Caribbean, your Taino ancestors, who were the first victims of European conquest of the Americas. The colonial pirate and murderer Christopher Columbus, who in 1492 washed ashore in the so-called New World, and the subsequent arrival of Spanish conquistadors and priests, is a history and legacy that should never be forgotten. They brutally killed, tortured, and enslaved Taino. Those remaining Indians who did not die of European diseases were forced to adopt Christianity and witnessed the desecration and destruction of their sacred sites. It is ironic that Columbus did recognize that the Taino were spiritual people. Columbus wrote in his diary the phrase, Una Majestos Indios, meaning a peaceful, spiritual, gentle people. Una Majestos Indios, a people in with God. That is the origin of the term Indian. Of course, Columbus wrote that as a description of how easy it will be to conquer and enslave the Taino. Sir, would you please comment on this history and legacy?
Anhang, brother. We say Anhang. We say that in assent, meaning to say I agree strongly, forcefully. The history of the Tainos was a time of struggle, the time of a turmoil. The Taino people received Christopher Columbus, as was their tradition, as was their habit, in honor and in welcome. And he returned the favor, and the people and the gangsters that were with him returned the favor by enslaving our people. Our people were the first people that were wronged by Europeans. They did it to us by enslaving us. I always like to compare the way that North American Native people were treated and the way that Latin American Native people were treated by Europeans by talking about the fact that these European invaders saw us as animals. The invaders that came to North America from Northern Europe saw our people as wild animals that had to be killed, exterminated, and cleared so that they could take over the land. The Spanish people saw our people as tameable or domesticatable animals that could be trained to do hard work. Either way, they were doing the wrong thing. They were doing evil to our people. So in that respect, they never considered us to be human beings that were in possession of our homelands. They saw us, as I said before, the Anglo-Saxons saw the people as wild animals to be shot on sight, or the Spanish saw us as domesticated animals that could be trained to work. So that's my perspective on the encounter between indigenous people and the invaders.
De raza cautiva, Anacaona, de la región primitiva. Anacaona, oí tu voz, como lloró, cuánto gimió. Anacaona, oí la voz de tu angustiado corazón. Tu libertad nunca llegó. Thank you.
madre blanca paloma Anacaona.
Anacaona, adentro de Anacaona.
Pero india que muere llorando, muere pero no perdona, no perdona, no.
Anacaona, adentro de Anacaona.
Esa negra que es de raza noble y abatida, pero que fue valentona, Anacaona.
Taino band Fania off their CD entitled Soñeros de Siempre. That tune was an honor song to Taino chiefess Anacaona. When Spanish conquistadors first arrived in her people's island, Anacaona welcomed them as is customary among many indigenous peoples. Her diplomacy was met with Spanish soldiers who murdered her and a number of Taino elders. Anacaona's nephew, Enrique Quiero, led a 25-year resistance to Spanish rule. Many other Caribbean Amerindians bravely defended their culture and islands from European invaders. Seven men from one of Columbus's expeditions were killed by Taino warriors. The brutal behavior of Europeans who came to the so-called New World became standard protocol and widespread wherever they went. The explorers Columbus, Cortez, Coronado, Balboa, Del Soto, Da Gama, Magellan, Pizarro, Ponce de Leon, and Vespucci are often praised for their adventures. To me and many other indigenous peoples, they were murderers and thieves who sailed after gold and silver. It is important to note that in many cases, the indigenous peoples, now called American Indians, did try to befriend the settlers. In most every case, the Europeans were the first to militarily attack and kill Indians. Colonists stole Indian food reserves. They tortured and enslaved Indians. Indians were forced to convert to Christianity and confined to so-called prayer towns that were concentration camps. Several early historical examples in what is now called America include the failed Roanoke colony in what is now called North Carolina, sent by Sir Walter Raleigh in 1584, the Virginia Company's 1606 Jamestown settlement in the Powhatan Indian Confederacy territory, the 1606 Popham, Maine colony in my Wabanaki homeland at the mouth of the Kennebec River. Colony leader George Popham's ship was named Gift of God. Fortunately for my ancestors, that settlement only lasted 1 year. The well-known 1620 Pilgrim colony in what is now called Plymouth, Massachusetts, was the homeland of the Poconoket, a tribe of the Wampanoag Confederacy. The establishment of the Pilgrim colony is why America celebrates Thanksgiving. The holiday of Thanksgiving, however, has nothing to do with the lie that Pilgrims and Wampanoag Indians shared a feast. The true origin of Thanksgiving comes from Colonial Governor Bradford's decree that every year, on the anniversary of the massacre of some 300 unarmed Indians by settlers, that there would be a dinner to celebrate this so-called victory. The murder of Indian men, women, and children took place during an annual spiritual ceremony we call the Green Corn Dance, which thanks the Creator for our harvest. Lastly, Spaniard priest Junipero Serra in 1749 was sent to the New World. His infamous Spanish mission system in what is now called California was nothing short of the genocide of Indian people. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. My guest today is Taino Beke, Miguel Sobaoko Koromo Sage, founder of the Kene Indian Spiritual Circle. Miguel, in today's program introduction, I mentioned how Taino spirituality is very similar to many North American Indian beliefs and ceremonies. Indigenous peoples also have different prophecies regarding earth changes and the renewal of native spirit. The concept of the sacred circle, what in English is called the medicine wheel, is shared by many native peoples. I know Taino ceremonial leaders, called Bekes, such as yourself, term the sacred circle the four directions, Guai Ko. Sir, would you please share some insights into Taino spiritual beliefs and practices?
Hang on, brother. Let me start first by giving you our perspective on that prophecy that you were talking about. In the tradition of the Kene spiritual circle, which is the spiritual circle that I am one of the leaders in, we call it the 24 generation prophecy. And we call it the 24 generation prophecy because we begin counting generations when the invaders arrived in 1492. We end that count in 1992 when the 24th generation comes up after that period of trial and tribulation. And then the spirit, we call it the white spirit of reconciliation. Not to be confused, white doesn't necessarily mean Caucasian. It means that it is the color white of wisdom. The white spirit of reconciliation, we call it the white Semi, comes back to his people. And then at that point, our people begin a resurgence. Now, that doesn't mean that the resurgence of the Taino people began smack dab, boom, on the year 1992. There were a lot of people that have been working towards that. But it seems to have reached its climax or its critical mass in 1992, 500 years after the invasion began and 24 generations later. So that's the way we in the Kene circle perceive this. Other Taino people have different perspectives on the prophecy. I think we all agree on the fact that there is a prophecy and that that prophecy is coming true now. They have different names for it. Like I said, we in the Kene call it the 24th generation prophecy, but there's many names for it. In terms of the colors, you know, we have a different set of colors in the Kene spiritual circle. We see the south as the green, which is the time when the new plant, the new corn plants begin to come out, the new shoots. They comes from the spring, and the spring comes from the south. You may know that the sun's arc over the sky appears to lean towards the south in the wintertime. And then seems to return from that southern angle as the spring approaches. So we believe that spring comes from the south. So we see the south as the place of springtime, and it's green. The west is actually the place of the fall, the time of autumn. And it's a dark time. It's also the place where the sun goes down, and it's dark. So the color there is black, black of darkness. We see that as a place of looking within, introspection. Looking within, that's why it's dark, because we look within ourselves more easily in the darkness of night when the sun goes down. There are birds that are associated with these four directions in Taino tradition. Birds in the south is the guanajo, the turkey. Over in the west, it's the owl, which is called mucaro. When you go up to the north, that's the time of winter time. That's the winter solstice time. In Caribbean area, we see that as the time of the hurricane season, the time of trials. That is the time of the whiteout, when it's all blurred with the wind of the hurricane. So we see that color as white. We see that place as the place where we get gift of wisdom. And wisdom is so elusive that we associate it with a very elusive bird, the hummingbird. The elusive hummingbird of wisdom. And the east is the place of the summer, summer solstice. And the color is yellow, the color of the sun. It's also the place of the sunrise, the yellow color of the sun. The bird of the east is the hawk, guaraguao. That's the high flyer, the spirit of perfect vision. It's our eagle. So you have the eagle here in the north, you have the condor in the south, and we have the hawk, we have the guaraguao in the center. That's why when I speak about the union of the birds, I add a third bird. It's the eagle, the hawk, and the condor.
Your religion, convert the whole world if you can. Kill and slaughter those who oppose you. It's worth it if you save one man. Take the land to build your churches. Ascend to tax the house of God. Take a child while he disciples. Spoil the mine and spare the rod. Go and tell the savage native that he must be Christianized. Tell him end his heathen worship, and you make him civilized. Shove your gospel, force your values down his throat until it's raw. And after he is crippled, turn your back and lock the door. Like an ever-circling vulture, you descend upon your prey. Then you pick the soul to pieces, and you watch them as they decay. Cause religion is big business, as your bank accounts will show. And Christ died to save all mankind, but that was long ago. Missionary, missionary, go and leave us all alone. Save the soul of all your white man, leave a God of our own. Missionary, missionary, go and leave us all alone. Save the soul of all your white man, leave a God of our own.
Music from Dakota singer-songwriter Floyd Red Crow Westerman off his Red Crow Creation CD. The name of that classic song was Missionaries. Mr. Westerman was also a well-known film and television actor. What I very much appreciate about Floyd Red Crow Westerman was his lifelong concern for Mother Earth and the rights of indigenous peoples throughout the world. He traveled many places around the globe as a cultural ambassador for the International Indian Treaty Council. He often spoke at protests and support rallies for Native issues. I had the privilege to personally know Floyd Red Crow Westerman. In 1986, the African National Congress and the American Indian Movement hosted a national tour of solidarity to free Nelson Mandela and Leonard Peltier. Floyd was one of the ANC AIM tour speakers. I had the honor to travel to East Coast events with the ANC AIM tour as a press secretary. Sadly, Mr. Westerman is now in the spirit world. Miguel, it gives me great pleasure to be seeing many Native cultural and spiritual traditions being revived by Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Many Native peoples are also reasserting their traditional government and political relationships we had prior to European colonization. This is seen in the growing number of Native peoples' declarations as distinct confederacies and tribal nations. Indigenous peoples are increasingly working together internationally. Yad Kedishi Native Center has long been dedicated to sovereignty and self-determination of Indigenous peoples. In attending different international and intertribal conferences and gatherings, I've met many fine Native brothers and sisters, including a number of Taino, like yourself, who are part of the cultural, spiritual, political reemergence of ancestral lifeways that we hope will continue far into future generations of our peoples. Sir, would you please talk about how Taino people are coming together again?
Actually, we've been doing this work, my brother, since 1982 is when the Kané Circle was first founded. Not long after that, in 1992, when the 24th Generation Prophecy came to its climax, we had the honor of being introduced to the people that were involved in the resurgence movement at that time, at the beginning of the resurgence movement. Since then, we've been associated with pretty much all the people that are involved in the resurgence movement. The resurgence movement is the movement in which all Tainos are beginning to awaken to their culture and to their history and are coming back to their tradition. We're very happy to see a lot of movement in that direction. I want to point out that there are groups of people that have worked very, very hard to create an environment for Tainos to find themselves as a people. I want to mention some of these groups. The first one that I was associated with way back in 1992 was a group that eventually evolved into the Maiciti Yucayeque Taino. Maiciti Yucayeque Taino was probably one of the very first Taino organizations that emerged in 1992, or it had a different name back then, but that's what it eventually evolved into. After that, other organizations and bodies and governmental bodies, Taino governmental bodies, have evolved. We have the United Confederation of Taino People. The United Confederation of Taino People is led by Cacique Roberto Mucaro Borrero, a wonderful organization that has put our name as a people on the map internationally by a lot of work with the United Nations and with other international bodies. Mucaro really gets around. He goes all over the Caribbean and to South America, to Central America, and all over North America. He has connections all over the continent and all over the hemisphere and does a lot of work. We also have another organization, another governmental body, I should call it, the Nación Taína de las Antillas, the Taino Nation of the Antilles. And this organization has created for Taino people a tribal home, so to speak, where the people that join and become members of the Taino Nation are enrolled in this organization and become members of an actual tribal nation. I'd like to mention that the United Confederation of Taino Peoples also has an enrollment that is very similar in a tribal, on a tribal level. There is, again, another organization which goes way back to even around the same time as the Maiciti Yucayeque Taino and should not be left out. This group is the Hatiboniku Taino Tribe that organization, it was one of the first that trailblazed concept of the internet. The chief of the Jatibonico Taino tribe, Pedro Guaniqueyu Torres, I was one of the first to see the potential of reaching out widely among what we call the Taino diaspora and reaching out to the people that were isolated through the internet. When very few people had computers, he was doing that. I think that he should be honored for that. There are also organizations in Boriqueng, the homeland, and in my country, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic, that also should be included in this group.
Miguel, I'm glad you mentioned Taino brother Roberto and his activities with the United Confederation of Taino People. I first met Roberto in 1998 when Radio for Peace International co-hosted an international Indigenous Peoples Conference in Powwow entitled Belonging to Mother Earth, Indigenous Wisdoms and Healing. He was one of the participants I had the honor to interview for Radio for Peace International. I've since seen him while reporting on the important United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues annual sessions. Yad Kadishi Native Center encourages our worldwide listeners to visit the United Confederation of Taino People's website, www.uctp.org. I also urge listeners to visit your Kene Indian Spiritual Circle website, www.kenecircleweb.org.
Listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the native and international press. Yadkidichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yadkidichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yadkidichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yadkidichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yadkidichi's Kinonwatakwasi Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yadkidichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yadkidichi Native Center, write to Yadkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yadkidichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinowatakusin, to all of our relations.
The music you heard prior to our Yadkidichi Native Center program identification was from the Arawak Mountain Singers off their 1994 cassette entitled Honoring the Ancient Ones. The name of that song was Cry of the Manatee. The West Indian manatee, species Trichichus manatus, are large gray aquatic mammals. Their habitat includes coastal marine estuaries, saltwater bays, and slow-moving rivers. Manatees were an important food source for coastal and island indigenous peoples, including the Taino. Manatees are gentle, relatively slow swimmers. European sailors nearly hunted them to extinction. They are now highly endangered species. Well, dear friends, we are nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. I want to again sincerely thank today's program guest for speaking with us on Wolf Mountain Radio. Listeners who wish to learn more about the Kene Indian Spiritual Circle, please visit their website, www.kenecircle.owlweb.org. Once again, listeners who wish to learn more about the Kene Indian Spiritual Circle, please visit their website, www.kenecircle.owlweb.org. Earlier in today's program, Conversation, Miguel mentioned three sacred birds of the Americas: eagle, hawk, and condor. One indigenous prophecy speaks of a time when native peoples of the Americas will come together again. The prophecy speaks of a cultural, spiritual resurgence of our ancient traditions that were suppressed by more than 500 years of conquest. Many indigenous peoples consider this is that time, the fulfillment of that prophecy of the eagle and the condor. We shall conclude today's program with a song by Peruvian Indian musician Tito La Rosa off his Silverwave Records CD entitled The Prophecy of the Eagle and the Condor. This CD includes both North and South Native American musicians. Thank you for listening to Whoop Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ernest Pritzker. Aho, Kinawan Tokwisin, to all of our relations.
Thank you.